We'll take a little break from our study in James, which I'm attempting at this time. And I came to realize that this was going to be the last lesson, worship lesson, that we'll be able to hear for this year. And so I wanted to take a little bit of a different tack and talk about what we have on the board, five encouraging psalms to give us hope through hard times. In J.R.R. Tolkien's novel, The Fellowship of the Ring, the main character laments the circumstances in which he finds himself and his companions. After this, his wise mentor offers some consolation against his worry, doubt, and despair. "I wish it need not have happened in my time," said Frodo. "So do I," said Gandalf. "And so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us." Like this, we may look at the various circumstances of this past year, 2020, and repeat to ourselves Frodo's lament, "I wish it need not have happened in my time." Maybe we have even prayed to God for such a desire of our souls at this time. We all encounter difficult seasons, chapters, circumstances in our life. Perhaps the desires of our hearts are still long to be fulfilled. Perhaps we are struggling through family or financial difficulties. Perhaps we've been confronted with a sudden loss or a diagnosis that has shaken our world to its core. When we face difficult times, how do we hold on to hope? King David knew a few things about suffering. As we read in his Psalms, we see him fighting for hope. He struggled through family brokenness, betrayal, the death of a child, and much more over the course of his life. In his writing in the Psalms, we see his incredible strength and an example of how to cling to hope in hard times. We've gathered five of these psalms for us today. They offer an example of fighting through emotional and spiritual difficulties and will help us look to God for hope in hard times. Even in our greatest struggles, we can know that God is walking through it with us. What feels like the end may just be a bend in the road. First, we'll look at Psalm 71. This is a psalm for when we feel like everyone is against us, even our friends. We'll look at a few verses, not the whole psalm, but we'll look at a few verses. Psalm 71, verse 1. "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." And then verses 4 through 8. "Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day." And then in verses 14 through 16, "But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only." We will indeed encounter trials in this life. Jesus later told his disciples to expect them. It's important to acknowledge the weight of our pain and our suffering before God. And in the midst of it all, acknowledge our God who is above it all. When it feels like the world is against us, and maybe it is, we can remember God never leaves us. He is our salvation in every moment. Our suffering can be very real, but so is also God's strength and the refuge that He offers us and the salvation we have in Him. The second psalm we'll look at is Psalm 121. This is a psalm when we feel discouraged and we feel that like no one can help us. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God has given us other Christians to encourage us and to guide us and to uphold us. However, as sweet and as godly as some people may be, we need to remember to make God our first call for help. As we cry out to Him, He may speak comfort through His word of truth to us, through other people, through our quiet times, in a word or prayer. God uses those around us to uphold us, but it is His work. He is the one we should call to and the one we should praise. Our third psalm this afternoon is Psalm 13. And this psalm is for when we feel like God has forgotten us. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Do we ever wonder why God is taking so long sometimes? Is he ignoring us? Is he chastening us for something? Does he just not care? The truth is, God's love never ceases, and his mercies never fail. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 reads, It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. We can trust, though God in his infinite wisdom may delay, that he has not forgotten or forsaken us. We can continue to sing to the Lord and recognize his blessings in our lives. He is faithful and he has prevailed. Our fourth psalm this afternoon is Psalm 63. Psalm 63. This psalm is for when we feel empty and dry and deserted in this life. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me, but those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Many times we can find ourselves in a desert. We encounter circumstances that leave us emotionally and spiritually dry. It's often in these times that God reveals his truth to us and provides us the urgency to draw near to him and the space to hear his voice more clearly. He is our source of living water, even in a desert. He is there. If we can learn to seek God with discipline, the desert can be one of the greatest adventures in gaining wisdom and strength and maturity. He knows that the quietness of the desert is a place for us to get to know him better with so much more depth and fulfillment. He doesn't exult in our pain, but he delights in our tighter embrace. He has so much to show us and share with us in these times. He knows the way through the wilderness, out of the desert, and into the hills of joy. We shouldn't be afraid to take his hand in these times. And finally, the final psalm for us this afternoon, Psalm 30. This is a psalm for when God brings healing. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. We know life is filled with ups and downs. In the valleys of life, we must remember the mountaintop, the goodness of God and his faithfulness. And when we reach those mountaintops, we must humbly remember the valley and praise the God of faithfulness who leads us in this life. He refines us through every part of our journey on this earth. When we are confronted with great disappointment, we can look up. He can gird up our hearts, and we can reach for renewed strength through him. The early 20th century inspirational poet, Helen Steiner Rice, wrote the following poem titled Bend in the Road, or sometimes called Life's Crossroads. In her own life, she had lost her father to the flu pandemic of 1918. Also, she had lost her husband to suicide from the depression of the stock market crash of 1929. Here's what she could write. Sometimes we come to life's crossroads, and we view what we think is the end. But God has a much wider vision, and he knows that it's only a bend. The road will go on and get smoother, and after we've stopped for a rest, the path that lies hidden beyond us is often the path that is best. So rest and relax and grow stronger. Let go and let God share your load. And have faith in a brighter tomorrow. You've just come to a bend in the road. As we close the year of our Lord, 2020, I can't help but think of the opportunities it has given us to look back on the lessons taught regarding mercy and faith and compassion and love and hope with clearer eyes. I believe if we view 2020 properly, we will see it has been a year in which God has allowed the perfecting of our spiritual vision. Finally, some words Jesus spoke to his disciples. Let's use these to build and strengthen and anchor our hope in 2021. John 16 and verse 33. Jesus told his disciples, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That's our lesson this afternoon. If there's one who is subject to the gospel call at this time, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.